Thank you. And now for our feature presentation.
Good afternoon, ladies and gentlemen, and welcome to the Second District Corridor 4 Virtual Founders Day program hosted by Gamma Nuno. We are the youngest chapter in New Jersey, but we have a lot of enthusiasm. We thank you for joining us today as we celebrate our illustrious founders for having the foresight and vision to establish the Omega Psi Phi Fraternity Incorporated, which we hold so dear. At this time, I ask Brother Eric Till to bless us in prayer.
Thank you, Brother Vice Ballas. Let us all bow our heads. Dear Heavenly Father, we come before you today in humble kindness. We ask that you bless each and every one of us here today and our families as we go upon our days doing thy will. We know that the day is not perfect. However, we know that in your glorious plan, we will make it through. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
Amen. Thank you, Brother Till. We will now hear Lift Every Voice and Sing, the Black National Anthem.
This part right there. Come on.
Sing the song full of the faith that the dark past has taught us. Sing the add a little something to it. Just encourage you. We're going to take you to church later. Let's go.
We'll keep marching right until the victory is won.
To all my brothers out there.
Hold your head up, brother, till the victory is won.
To all my sisters in the struggle.
Keep believing, sister, till the victory is won.
Till that day.
Till that day comes.
Hey.
Let us march on.
To victory.
Till victory is won.
We will now have our welcome from Brother Eric Till, immediate past basilisk of Gamma Nunu.
Greetings, everyone. And first and foremost, thank you for coming and joining us today for this Core to Four Founders Day celebration. Founders Day is a very special day for all men of Omega. It's a day of reflection, celebration, and renewed spirit and invigorated hope. Days like today, this celebration, it brings us together like no other. And today you will see a group of excellent, extraordinary Omega men come before you and give their reflections, words of encouragement and uplift on this very special celebration. When I think of Founders Day, I think of our four cardinal principles, but I also reflect and think of the important word of excellence, not perfection, but excellence, constantly striving to reach new and unfounded heights. And excellence is a direct correlation to all of our four cardinal principles. And with that, I give you the excellent, amazing brothers that will come before you today and help us celebrate the Core to Four Founders Day presentation.
Thank you, Brother Immediate Past. At this time, I would like to present to you our founders' stand-ins and ask that they give their remarks upon being introduced. Standing in for Bishop Edgar Amos Love, 37th Second District Representative, Brother Kelvin Mpofu.
Greetings, everyone. And certainly, it is a privilege and it is an honor to come before you on this Core to Four Founders Day occasion. To the brothers of Core to Four, especially the brothers of Gamma Nunu, thank you so much for leading this program. Having the honor to serve as the founder stand-in for our Bishop Edgar Amos Love, the Right Reverend Bishop Edgar Amos Love, a native of Harrisonburg, Virginia, and one of the three undergraduate founders of Omega Psi Phi Fraternity Incorporated, is both undoubtedly and undeniably a tremendous giant in the body of Christ. Outside of his pivotal role in founding the world's greatest fraternity known to man, Bishop Edgar Amos Love, like his beloved mother and father, is also recognized for answering the great call of God by serving his people with the spirit of jubilation, sacrifice, and excellence. Bishop Love served for many years as a trailblazing spiritual leader, serving in various areas such as Maryland, Washington, D.C., and West Virginia. Brothers of Core to Four, thank you so much for this opportunity, and I look forward to the rest of the program.
Thank you, Brother Mpofu. Standing in for Professor Frank Coleman, 2nd District, 1st Vice, District Representative, Brother Delrico C. Gales.
Good afternoon, brothers and guests. It's a privilege and honor to be asked to sit in as a founder for the Quarter for Founders Day program. Brothers, the founders were not ordinary men, and I believe the Lord ordered their footsteps when they created this organization that we all love. And I say that because Omega is a conclusion or a culmination of a successful journey that many men have chose. And these men chose friendship as a way of life, exemplifying the four cardinal principles: manhood, scholarship, perseverance, and uplift. Again, thank you to the brothers of Gamma Nu Nu and the brothers of Quarter Four for this opportunity. May God continue to bless the Omega Psi Phi Fraternity Incorporated.
Thank you, Brother Gales. Standing in for Dr. Oscar James Cooper, 2nd District Corridor 4 Representative, Brother Leon M. Smith II.
Thank you very much, Brother Hoggs. To the members of the Supreme Council, to our 37th District Representative, Brother Kevin Ampofo, to the 2nd District Council and my fellow Corridor Representatives, to Bosley's Brother Donez and the Brothers of Gamma Nu Nu Chapter, and last, but certainly not least, to my strong and mighty brothers of Omega, greetings and happy Achievement Week. Again, my name is Leon Smith, 6th Beta Psi, 1991, and is indeed a honor and a privilege of a lifetime to stand in on this wonderful occasion for our founder, the Honorable Dr. Oscar James Cooper. I want to first thank, first of all, the brothers of Gamma Nu Nu Chapter for hosting today's wonderful event, Founders Day event, and also to congratulate them on the outstanding work that they've done in such a short period of time. Brothers, as I stand before you today, it is with absolute admiration and respect for the work of all the chapters from across our great state of New Jersey that you continue to do on a daily basis, even in the midst of a global pandemic, social unrest, and economic instability. And yet, Omega remains a shining light in a dark world. And in many ways, our light is shining brighter than ever. We are feeding the hungry. We're distributing PPE to those that need it. We are on the front lines of peaceful protests for social injustice, against social injustice. But we are also mentoring our youth. And we have registered more citizens in record numbers and much, much more. Brothers, you are the epitome of this year's Achievement Week theme, Omega Men Ushering in Social Change. And for as much work that we have done and have yet to do, we're actually in what I would call a sort of an incubation period in this virtual environment. I say that because Omega as an organization has seen days like this, and we are well suited to overcoming the challenges of today and for those that are yet to come. The year was 1920. Omega was in her infancy with only 10 chapters in her ranks. The world was reeling from the aftermath of a world war. Jim Crow had his knee of oppression firmly pressed against the necks of African Americans. And America was recovering from the great Spanish flu pandemic. And yet, Omega continued to shine. In 1921, our founder, the Honorable Frank Coleman, once wrote in an Oracle article, he stated that high ideals and good intentions alone never did, and as long as human nature remains as it is, never will bring about one great reform, win one great single battle, or to conquer a single dreaded disease. He went on to write, however good intentions may be, actions are the only evidence of their existence. And so, brothers, in the ensuing decade, Omega went on to grow to more than 40 chapters and to make a tremendous impact in our society. And we as Black people did much the same. We made innumerable contributions to both our nation and our world during the Harlem Renaissance. Now let's fast forward to today. With that said, my brothers, we have the same opportunity In other words, brothers, we should be able to come out of this pandemic and virtual environment. We should be stronger, smarter, greater. And in fact, it's moments like this, these, that I think of the words of our 33rd Grand Basilisk, Brother Moses C. Norman Sr., Omega Chapter, and his words ring truer today than ever. And I spoke about this last week at Iota Gamma's 50th anniversary. He simply stated that we should not be afraid to be great amongst the greatest of men. Be great, my brothers, be great. Thank you for the opportunity to serve. God bless and long live Omega.
Thank you, Brother Smith. Standing in for Dr. Ernest Everett Just, 2nd District, Corridor 4, First Vice Representative, Brother Jeffrey Spradley.
Thank you, and greetings to the brothers of Gamma Nu Nu. Greetings to the brothers that are attending the call. Congratulations, brothers of Gamma Nu Nu, on being the youngest chapter, but one with the stalwart qualities required to move our corridor forward, our district forward, and a fraternity. I salute you. I have the honor of standing in for the Honorable Ernest Everett Just. Dr. Just epitomizes everything that we need. Brothers, during the pandemic, we have not had the opportunity for a formal meeting. And brothers will know that when a formal meeting starts, it's the words of Dr. Just and his three friends that carry us along the way. It doesn't matter which organization you belong to, where you're from, or how you carry yourself in life. If you follow the map and the guidance of Dr. Ernest Everett Just, you will become an author. You will become a doctor. You'll become a scientist. And if you shoot for the stars, you'll land somewhere within greatness. And for that, we salute Dr. Ernest E. Just, and I'm proud to stand in for him. Just a few bullet points for brothers that may have forgotten or may not know. As Dr. Just was honored as the 19th person selected to grace the U.S. Postal Service's Black Heritage Stamp Collection. Right before he died in 1941, he had accomplished so much, even as a young man traveling abroad to Europe on a manifest where he was not allowed on the top deck, but he had to go to Europe to obtain his greatness. And he did so in a way that we could never imagine, and he never bickered about. Brothers, I just want to thank you for this opportunity to stand in for Brother Just, Gamma Nu Nu. Please keep paving the way. We'll follow you, as we know the guidance that you're given is greatly appreciated. And with that, I wish all the brothers of Omega Psi Phi Fraternity Incorporated an outstanding and successful Achievement Week and happy Founders Day. Thank you.
Thank you, Brother Spradley. Thank you to our founders standings. You exemplify our four cardinal principles of manhood, scholarship, perseverance, and uplift. At this time, we will now see a short presentation on the history of the Omega Psi Phi Fraternity Incorporated.
We, the members of the Omega Psi Phi Fraternity Incorporated, believing that men of similar ideas of fellowship should bind themselves together in order to form a more perfect union among college men, to promote the principles of manhood, scholarship, perseverance, and uplift, to further brotherly love and fraternal spirit within the organization, to protect the sanctity of the home and the chastity of woman, do enact and establish this Constitution and accompanying bylaws for the governance of its members. The purpose of the fraternity shall be to bring about a union of college men of similar high ideals of scholarship and manhood in order to stimulate the attainment of ideals and ambitions of its members, to disseminate and inculcate those ideals among those with whom its members come in contact, to cooperate with the schools where its chapters may be located in fostering these ideals, to occupy a progressive, helpful, and constructive place in the civic and political life of the community and of the nation, to prepare its members for greater usefulness in the causes of humanity, freedom, and dignity of the individual. To aid downtrodden humanity in its effort to achieve higher social, economic, and intellectual status. Who were these men who established the first national Greek letter fraternity at a Negro institution of higher learning? Who were these pioneers who laid the foundation for an organization which has grown to one of the largest black fraternities in America with a membership of over 100,000 and which operates chapters in over 500 cities throughout the United States, Europe, Africa, and Asia? Dr. Ernest E. Just, born in Charleston, South Carolina in 1883, is known for many outstanding achievements during the formative years of the 20th century. Professionally, he occupied an eminent place as a scientist and researcher. However, he is known to all Omega men as being the faculty advisor who in the early 1900s provided invaluable advice to three young undergraduates who were determined to organize a fraternity which could serve the cultural and social needs of students on the Howard University campus. Omega's organizers were three students in the College of Liberal Arts. Edgar A. Love was the 20-year-old son of a Methodist minister and a graduate of Morgan Academy in 1909. He was a sophomore preparing for the ministry. Oscar J. Cooper was the 21-year-old son of a Treasury Department employee in Washington. He also graduated in 1909 from Morgan Academy in Baltimore. Cooper was a junior who was completing the prerequisites for admission to the College of Medicine. Frank Coleman was also a 21-year-old junior who had graduated from M Street, which is now Dunbar High School in Washington. Coleman had graduated with honors, and his interest lay in science. Their dedication to the formation of a fraternity led them to Dr. Just, and the rest is history. On Friday evening, November 17, 1911, the Omega Psi Phi fraternity was born. The name was decided upon. Also the motto, friendship is essential to the soul. And the four cardinal principles of manhood, emphasizing courage and commitment through deeds, scholarship, the pursuit of excellence and development of personal philosophy and goals, perseverance, striving against all odds in the pursuit of right, uplift, caring for others by sharing your strength.
At this time, I call upon Brother Keeper of Records and Sale, Brother Tarkeen Jones, to introduce our keynote speaker.
Thank you, Brother Hoggs. Thank you and good afternoon, brothers of Corridor 4, the 2nd District, and all the brothers who are here celebrating with us today. Welcome and thank you for joining us. We recognize you could have been anywhere else, but you're here with us, and we are humbled and grateful for your presence. My name is Tarkeen Jones. 395GE. As the newly installed KRS of Gamma Nu Nu, I am happy to have the honor and privilege to introduce our keynote speaker and the immediate past Grand Keeper of Records and Sealed, Brother Kenneth Rogers. Brother Rogers is a native of Arkansas and a current resident of Bowie, Maryland. He is married to Tanya, and they have an amazing and intelligent daughter, Chandler, who in their infinite wisdom allowed her to attend my beloved home by the sea, the home of GE the Power Company, Hampton University, where Chandler is currently a senior. Brother Rogers attended the University of Arkansas at Monticello, receiving his bachelor's degree of science in 1984. While there, he joined the ROTC and was commissioned as an officer in the United States Army. He had a dual career as an Army reservist and a civil servant. He served 6 years on active duty and 18 years in the Army Reserve, retiring from the military in 2008. Kenneth was also employed with the U.S. Department of Transportation. He last served as a division chief for the Federal Motor Carrier Safety Administration, where he managed a $17 million budget for household goods programs. He received numerous awards and recognition in his 33 years of employment before retiring in December of 2019. Kenneth was initiated as a charter member of Rho Mu chapter of the Omega Psi Phi Fraternity Incorporated in the spring of 1983. Since that time, he has held numerous leadership positions within the fraternity, most notably Basilisk of Gamma Phi chapter, 32nd Second District Representative, and as stated, he is the immediate past Grand Keeper of Records and Seal. Kenneth currently serves as the chairman of the International Community and Civic Affairs Committee. And lastly, he has received numerous awards from the fraternity, including the Founders Award, Superior Service, and Omega Man of the Year. Brothers, please join me in welcoming our immediate past Grand Keeper of Records and Seal, Brother Kenneth Rogers.
Good afternoon, brothers. To he who is the light of the world, I greet you in the name of my Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. Brother Jones, thank you. Thank you for that kind and wonderful introduction. To the leadership of Quarter Four, the host chapter, Gamma Nu Nu, Brothers of Omega, and to our 37th Second District Representative, Brother Kevin M. Pofo, I bring greetings again. Brothers, I want to say to you that it's an honor to appear before you to say a few words on behalf of our beloved organization, the Omega Psi Phi Fraternity Incorporated. Today, we are gathered here virtually to honor one of Omega's most cherished programs or events, Founders Day, a part of our Achievement Week program. This is the time of the year where Omega men are recognized for their service to their communities and to their fraternity and to the chapters. Their contributions are being recognized here today. And we want to just, in advance, just congratulate those people that are being recognized. Before I dive into my remarks today, I want to pause for a moment and recognize those heroic people who chose a life of service to our nation and indeed the world. On this Veterans Day Sunday, let us recognize and appreciate the men and women who make sacrifices on behalf of us so that we may live in a free world. Brothers, today I wanted to talk to the subject of leadership. Today, more than ever, Omega men are called upon to accept the challenge of leadership. Throughout American history, great men of Omega have led this country in all walks of life. Today's remark was focused on Omega's call to action. Just to name a few people who have served us and served the call to action, Brother Grant Reynolds, who played a major role in President Truman's decision to desegregate the United States Armed Forces. Brother James Nibert, he's the former dean of Howard University, the former president of Howard University, and he was a leader in the training of the early civil rights lawyers. Brother Roy Wilkins, longtime executive director of the NAACP. Brother Jesse Jackson, former director of Operation Push and founder of National Rainbow Coalition. Brother Vernon Jordan, noted attorney and former executive director of the National Urban League. And Brother Bayard Rustin, a civil rights icon who organized and led as an activist in the lead of social movements. America is in a state of unrest, attacked on multiple fronts. COVID-19, social justice, and racism, at least of which we're totally familiar with. Whether we're talking about Trayvon, Eric, or others, America cannot continue to turn a blind eye to its rich traditions. Just the other day, I was in a conversation with Brother Adam McKee, the former first vice grand bosses of the Omega Psi Phi fraternity. And Brother McKee, he asked me, where are the new leaders of the civil rights movement? Who will step up and become the leaders of tomorrow? In my humble opinion, Omega men need to lead and need to answer the call. And honestly, we are beginning to see Omega men take their rightful place. Look at our grand counselor, Brother Benjamin Crump. Let's look around the room, this virtual room. And we are seeing potentially leaders that will take this fraternity forward, that will be the revolutionary changes of our future. Truly, someone and people that will think about the the direction we go as we go forward in making this country a better place for us all, whether you're Black, Brown, Asian, Latino, or Caucasian. One can only hope to be optimistic as the nation appears to have answered the call for change with the dethroning of President Trump and the election of President-elect Biden and Vice President-elect Kamala Harris. And by the way, a major shout out to our Omega brother, Brother Jim Clyburn, seen around the world as the kingmaker, as he was influential in Biden's nomination for the Democratic Party. Our nation needs to issue the call to action for the kind of aggressive civic and legal reform not since seen the fight for civil rights. I say to you, intolerant, belligerent, and of all things, unethical behavior cannot continue to go unchecked. The legacy inherited by Omega Men from our beloved founders and those bridge builders of dedicated and socially relevant service to our communities, it requires us to be at the forefront of the solutions to the many challenges our communities, our nation, and the world face today. The Omega Psi Phi fraternity has played an important and prominent role in the political, social, and economic development of society and our nation. At every critical juncture in this history of Black America and of our nation, Omega Men has been at the forefront. Before equal access, Omega's talent hunt provided thousands of young people the opportunity to demonstrate their artistic capabilities. Omega provided scholarships not only to the best and brightest in our communities, but we helped others who needed encouragement to succeed. For nearly 109 years, Omega Men have been the community leaders depended upon to challenge our children to aspire to greatness, hold our national leaders accountable, and keep our communities strong and vibrant. In short, those same fun-loving cues have always worked assiduously to improve the quality and standard of living of our people here in America, and if I might add, an America that has not always been as tolerant of us as a people. Let us not forget Oliver Hill, a civil rights icon, an attorney, whose work against racial discrimination helped end the doctrine of separate but equal. Brother Earl Graves, he provided us an example of Black entrepreneurship. The scholarly work of Brother Carter G. Woodson advanced the cause of recognizing and protecting our Black American history. The scientific brilliance of Ernest Everett Jess and Charles Drew, it contributed to historic medical advances, and it was Brother Fred Gray, not a household name in the history books, but someone of extreme importance who defended a little bold seamstress named Rosa Parks. Omega Men have answered the call to action. That is the legacy we have inherited. It is our responsibility to not only safeguard this legacy of achievement, but to continue to remain at the forefront of relevant and sustainable change. Brothers, America has changed, but troubling events over the last year clearly demonstrate the struggle for social justice, economic inclusion, and tolerance. I think we can all agree that today's challenges continue to plague Omega communities. I want to briefly share with you some thoughts regarding ways we need to gain better control over our community in order to create sustainable economic development and communities that reflect our values. First, we need to leverage the African-American purchasing power to improve our community. Let us leverage our assets. The Panhandle must recalibrate its programs to encourage sustainable economic growth and job creation. We need to recirculate our money in our communities. I recognize our mandated programs are paramount, but I suggest to you that we need to tweak some programs, and in some instances, we need to do more and be strategic in our approach. Brother Delrico Gales, as first vice district representative during the Church League conference, I heard during that conference some innovative new ideas that Omega should pursue. The second district has always had a history of implementing new programs that has had international success, programs such as the creation of the Credit Union, Charles Drew Blood Drive, and others. I am pleased that Omega, at the national and local level, is leveraging our economic power to develop partnerships with major economic players to support programs. The next phase of these relationships needs to be to include contributions to sustainable economic development and jobs and in our communities. Our organizations with financial institutions need to responsibly invest in small business development in the community. Groups with foundations need to leverage their corporate relationships to assist with investments in the community. On the political side, we need to meet our civic responsibility, be an informed voter, vote for the person or party that can best address the issues that are important to our community. Remember, there is no perfect candidate, but too many people sacrifice for us to take the vote, our vote, for granted. Just to share a bit of information from Omega Psi Phi Fraternity, we played a pivotal role in this election process during the 2020 campaign. We had a part in voter registration. We hosted symposiums. We served as poll workers. We, as Brother Smith indicated, we have played a vital role in this election. And our success has shown and been evident in the outcome of the election. Additionally, we started a political action committee, or a PAC, a 501c4. This gave us the ability to support the political ideas that serves our interests. The PAC also gave us, for the first time, the ability to raise funds to support ideals or programs, and most importantly, to endorse the candidate that we believe supports the ideals that represent our community. We need to serve as jury duty. I know it is inconvenient at times. However, we have been reminded of its importance. It's hard to be judged by a jury of your peers when your peers don't show up for jury duty. The question is, who do you want to decide the guilt or innocence of your child? Who do you want making that decision? So why not us? Today's challenges require bold, innovative, and socially responsive programs. Omega's involvement continues our tradition of servant leadership. The time has come to stop making excuses for the lack of participation and become a passionate advocate for the causes that are important to us. Advocacy is more than posing for a picture with the bros. We must add our voices to the public discourse. We are college-trained men, so why not write an editorial, start a blog, go to a town hall meeting, or testify before your state legislature? We have to leverage our community wealth and have access to decision makers and opinion leaders. Brothers, we have inherited a great legacy of service to humanity. And I have briefly outlined some of the challenges affecting our communities and this nation. I ask, are we ready to truly embrace the Omega ethics of service to humanity? Or will we wallow in the darkness of selfish, self-centered thought? Let's be the bridge builders and construct a wide bridge capable of permitting every aspect of humanity to cross. As I come to a close, I wish all of the Omega men present happy birthday. November 17th is rapidly approaching. Let's enjoy the celebration, and in true Omega spirit, we must be proud of, and we must emphasize, it is our turn to lead, and lead we shall. Long live the Omega Psi Phi fraternity. And brothers, again, thank you for this opportunity to serve. Thank you.
Thank you, Brother Past Grand KRS. We have two things for you. When I was new in the fold, what a lot of people may not know about you is that you're a watch guy. So I want my best for you today.
Oh.
I appreciate your kind words. You didn't know me back then, but you put me right under your wing. You had some words for me. We had a quick discussion about watches. And every time you saw me after that, you always asked me, what was I wearing? So I put my best on for you today. So that said, we also have a token for you from the Brothers of Gamma Nunu. And this will be in the mail coming your way. Hopefully you could see that.
I can.
And it says, from the Brothers of Gamma Nunu, number 978, present this award to Past Grand Keeper Records and Sales, Brother Kenneth E. Rogers, in grateful appreciation for delivering the keynote address at this virtual Founders Day, given this day, 15 November 2020.
Thank you.
You're very welcome. At this time, I now call upon Brother Dennis Donetz, Bossless of Gamma Nunu, for his remarks.
First and foremost, I would like to recognize our grant administration. Thank you for your attendance. To our 37th District Representative, Brother Kelvin Ampofo. To our brother, First Vice District Representative, Brother Delrico Gales. And to the rest of the administrative staff within the 2nd District, thank you for your attendance. I would like to acknowledge Brother Corridor 4 Representative, Brother Leon Smith, and the rest of his team as well. I would like to thank the 2nd District for having the vision to allow this chapter to exist, and the Corridor 4 for allowing the newest chapter within its jurisdiction the opportunity and privilege to present this first ever Virtual Founders Day. I thank all of the members of Gamma Nunu, brothers, nothing less than a truly spectacular event. To all in attendance, thank you for spending the time with us and reflection as we rededicate ourselves to our fraternity. Brother Graham, you just reminded me that brothers come in all colors and all creeds, and that is what makes Omega great. Let us be diverse, and I am honored and truly humbled to be a part. Brother Graham, we are the bridge builders, and we will continue to do that until the end of our days. I wish you well in this coming year to everyone, and Godspeed. Thank you.
Thank you, Brother Bossless. Immediately following the benediction, please stay tuned in for the playing of Omega Dare and closing credits. I now ask Chaplain Brother Jennings to bring us the benediction.
Bless you all, brothers. Gamma Nunu, phenomenal program. God bless everyone on here today. Father, we thank you, Lord, as we depart from this place, but never from your presence, that we carry most of all your purpose and your will with us. We ask that the leadership of the 2nd District and the 4th Corridor, that their plans, our plans as a fraternity, be aligned with your plans for us as a fraternity. For God, you first ordained us. In your word, you said, where the word became flesh. So, Father God, as we lean on the shield, we also first lean on you as our sole supporter. And as we depart from this place, but never from your presence, let us be reminded of what you did for us at the cross. This we ask in Christ Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
Gentlemen, this concludes today's event. We will now have our closing credits.
Our eternal